Good afternoon. My name is Elaine Bracci. I'm from the Stanford Health Department. We are very excited to be sharing this innovative initiative with you today and how we have successfully linked health, family, and civics. At this time, I would like to recognize Dr. Johnny Lee, Director of Health and Social Services for the City of Stanford. Dr. Lee. PLTI was introduced to the Stanford Health Department by two public health nurses who learned about it at a statewide meeting they attended in 1995 of the Connecticut Commission on Children, and the journey begins. We have no relationships to disclose. Starting with the learning objectives, utilize local health departments to build the capacity of families and support public health. Build coalitions with families to build coalitions with parents to strengthen families. Recognize parents as assets in closing the achievement gap. Parents' opinions are often unheard, and they are an underutilized resource for program and policy decisions. Parents want to improve the health and safety and education of their children. Although most parents are motivated to enhance their children's lives, they sometimes lack the advocacy and civic leadership to make this happen. After meeting and listening to many statewide parent focus groups, the executive director of the Connecticut Commission on Children took action and developed a curriculum for parents on how change happens for children. Parents got to a certain point in these focus groups and could go no further. In every focus group, the executive director heard, "We can't do anything. We're just parents." This was communicated from all socioeconomic groups. PLTI was built on the concept that when parents from different socioeconomic groups came together to learn and understand the civic tools of change, they would actively lead. Her mission statement: empowering parents to advocate for their children and become change agents for the next generation. So why this mission statement? It's clear. Parents want to lead. Our creation. We're a health department working in the community, and this gives us a unique opportunity to introduce parents to the Parent Leadership Initiative, whether it is through our international travel clinic, our community health screening clinics, or using our mobile medical van. We're able to bring this information to the community. Parents want to be involved in their children's lives, promoting health and a safe environment. The public health nurses recognized the power of this initiative to bring about systemic changes for parents, children, and the community. With the strong support of our director of health, the parent leadership concept moved on. The Stanford Health Department took the lead and solicited support from community leaders, public, private, and nonprofit sectors of the city. Winning the support of the local hospital was an anchor for the initiative. A design team or board, which was the major decision-making body for the promotion, implementation, and support of the parent leadership, was established. The first PLTI class was launched September 1st, 1996. And how it works. Our parents get the information from the health department and from other community areas. They do a written application, they're interviewed, and they are selected. And they're selected basically on their passion for children. They participate in a 20-week curriculum ending with a civics project. There are trained facilitators who are deployed by the Commission on Children. They are supplied with dinner and child care at each class. The graduates demonstrate their transformation by joining organizations, including the design team, running for office, or returning back to school and recruiting other parents. And then we're on to preparing for the next class. The class structure. Typically, there are 20 to 25 parents in a class, and it is a 20-week curriculum. First 10 weeks is bonding and leadership skills, followed by democracy skills, civics tools, and engagement. And, of course, their community project. There is a local graduation and a state graduation. And graduation is truly a celebration of a beginning for parents to actively use the democracy skills and civic toolbox to become change agents for their children.
And so the journey continues. This slide This slide depicts the diversity of Stanford's PLTI graduates from 1996 to 2006. Stanford is a city of approximately 121,000 people speaking 58 languages. There are subgroups within each of the five major groups. So for example, in the Asian group, graduates were born in America, Bangladesh, China, India, Pakistan, the Philippines, Vietnam. The ethnic potluck dinner prepared by parents at class 10, which is the transitional class, is always a memorable event and an international feast. PLTI graduates are ongoingly recruited to sit on local and state boards, commissions, and councils. The word is out that these graduates know how to focus, form coalitions, partner, and work constructively to advocate for children. In 1999, PLTI representatives were asked to participate in the selection of the new superintendent of the Stanford Public Schools. Currently, approximately 40% of the design team or PLTI board are graduates. The current glue person or coordinator is a PLTI graduate. It is difficult to find the words to convey what one experiences working with a group of parents focused like a laser beam on the selected task to promote the health, safety, or education of children in the community. The energy, creativity, and final outcomes always surpass what was anticipated. For example, the idea of fundraising by the Alumni Association began as a comment from a graduate at an alumni meeting. Keeping the story short and sweet, Stanford PLTI is currently the supplier of pins, caps, t-shirts, aprons, and jackets. I'm wearing one of them. To the other PLTI sites, the other 11 PLTI sites in the state of Connecticut. In year 8 or 2004, the PLTI Alumni Association held its first major fundraiser, raising over $20,000, which was given to the Stanford PLTI. Previously, the Alumni Association was fully funded by the PLTI program. One unintentional outcome due to the diversity of the PLTI graduates is a growing pool of translators that the health department can depend on. A short story. A New York public health nurse called our health department frantically because it was a Friday afternoon and she had lost the follow-up. Actually, it was the first home visit, a young parent and her baby in her state. This was New York State. The mom spoke no English. Fortunately, she had called the public health nurse who was due to make the first home visit, giving her a cell number and informing her that her new location was in Stanford. A PLTI graduate worked very closely with the health department to respond comprehensively to the needs of this young Polish mother and her firstborn. This is one of many similar stories where translation services are made available to the health department by PLTI graduates. Future Nurses of America is a program in selected Stanford elementary schools, which was created by a PLTI graduate who is also a school nurse. It involves and exposes fifth graders who express a keen interest in the nurse's office and are eager to help. We hope in time that some of these children will pursue a health career, especially nursing. We're all aware of the growing nursing shortage. The call for a parent resource center was the community project of a PLTI graduate in the year 2000. This has now expanded to the Office of Family and Community Engagement, headed by one of the assistant superintendents in the district, in the public schools. This is one fruit from a seed planted by this PLTI graduate. The fear of interacting with someone who is different has significantly reduced, evidenced by the many ongoing social relationships over the 10 years of PLTI, between parents from different cultures and socioeconomic walks of life, etc. PLTI helped to connect a relatively new Pakistani family with the Stanford community. When the father was selected for the class, he wanted to learn about the health and education resources to inform his subcommunity. The experience motivated him to impress upon his three children the importance of volunteerism. Ever since graduating in 2004, the two older children have worked with the subsequent PLTI children. That is 4 hours per week for 20 weeks. In 2006 and 2007, these two children also volunteered to work in the health department during the summer. That was 20 hours per week. The son, who is now a senior, has decided to become a physician after his experience working, volunteering in the health department's full-service laboratory. As parents continue working together, their passion has deepened to close the achievement gap in Stanford, raising funds and working with the Board of Education, one of the 20 community partners. More and more parents are becoming involved. The first community conversation on education was held in October 2006 and was attended by over 100 parents. As a direct result of this work, the Board of Education has established a multilingual hotline for all Stanford parents. Health literacy involves the client's ability to read, understand the information, and take action. Everyone benefits, and democracy works best with a literate population. Increasing parents' literacy benefits everyone, including the health department, because illiteracy is an expensive item in the budget. These home visits have been beneficial to family, children, and the community. Stanford Middle School students have the option in high school to study technology, the performing arts, global studies, agri-science, and a number of other vocational technical programs. Many parents are unaware of these choices and think only of the arts and science programs. The Resource Fair, which was the community project of a 2003 PLTI graduate, is held every 3 years. Parents greatly appreciate and support this event as they learn about the various study options for their children. After graduation in 2003, After graduation in 2003, one graduate was concerned about the disrepair of a local park and was determined to take action. She wrote a grant to rehabilitate the park, making sure handicapped accessibility was provided. And in the spring of 2000, one graduate accepted to be the Fairfield County March Coordinator for the Million Mom March to End Gun Violence in 2000 on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Two 501c3 organizations were created by graduates of the Parent Leadership Training Institute. The first one, SCOPES, Stanford Coalition of Parents of Exceptional Students, began as a community project in 2001. Since then, with much hard work, a healthier relationship and partnership has developed between the Board of Education and the parents of children with special needs. The Joseph Nunn Scholarship Foundation gives 5 scholarships annually to encourage community involvement. Three to graduating high school students, one to a PLTI graduate who is interested in continuing their community project, and one to a working adult who wants to return to school. That was the way in which a 1999 graduate chose to honor the memory of her son who was killed in a car accident in 2004. Two Board of Education members have been elected citywide from among our graduates. One is now in her third term, and one Board of Representative, which is like the City Council, was also elected from among our graduates. A successful PLTI requires a dynamic and committed design team. And some other lessons we've learned is that it's good to be in close contact with the state Connecticut Commission on Children, because they're constantly developing more and more programs to enhance the Parent Leadership Training Institute. Two such programs are the Children Leadership Training Institute, which began in 2003. Since then, there have been 84 graduates. And the Children Leadership Training Institute, the curriculum is exactly the same. However, it's 20 weeks, just like the Parent Leadership Training Institute. But the activities are age appropriate, and this is for children ages 3 through 12 years. We have to look at the three-year-olds because not many of them are mature enough to go through a four-hour session, dinner for 1 hour, and the class for 3 hours. CLTI is a literacy-based program for the children of the parents currently in the PLTI class. The format is based on Howard Gardner's multiple intelligences. And for 20 weeks, each child receives a book related to the topic for the evening. And in addition to literacy, Spanish, American Sign Language, and drumming are taught each week. The second program that has developed is the Parent Supporting Educational Excellence. And this is a marriage between the Connecticut Commission on Children's, PLTI, and the Connecticut Center for School Change. And for 12 weeks, parents focus on building a strong and healthy relationship with the Board of Education, school administrators, teachers, and other staff members. The all-inclusive reach of this pool of dedicated parents advocating for children is highly respected by the community leaders in Stamford. We have some handouts, the curriculum, and also the state brochure that we'll be happy to give you at the end. Thank you. We wanted to acknowledge everyone involved in helping us put this together. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes, acknowledging our colleagues and our partners is very important, particularly at a time when money gets very tight and people, we should have as much public recognition as we can. That was another very good paper. And one of the things that before Tasmin speaks, one of the things that I was thinking about as I was listening to both papers was that